Hello, it's Christine. I'm sitting with Jenny Dennett again, and last time we spoke, Jenny told us about her mayoral year, and this mayoral year was when she was mayor and mayor, her husband Eric Dennett, and she was mayor and mayoress of Calderdale, but it happened to coincide with the Queen's Jubilee year. So there were Silver Jubilee year, yes. So they had an awful lot to do. And just as we were getting to the end of the talk, Jenny said, "Oh, I want to tell you about Red Rum." And I thought, no, we can't just tag it on the end. We've got to have a special one about Red Rum. Because Red Rum was a...
British horse.
Who had...
Won the Derby, won it three times. Aintree, is it?
Yeah, Aintree, Liverpool, yeah. And of course, wasn't it Red Rum trained by Ginger?
By Ginger McCaw or something. He's on the photograph. And the stable boy is on the photograph.
And this is the photograph that you've got in an album.
Yes.
What was the album that we've just been looking at?
It was given to us by Calderdale, the council, for a keepsake of our year.
And it was all photographs of things.
All photographs that we'd done.
That had appeared in the Evening Courier.
Yeah. But I have a book somewhere, another scrapbook, which is absolutely massive. It's filled with, and it's in a big trunk.
So, come on, tell us about Red Rum.
Oh, he was lovely. And it was at Baines, I think it's a...
Baines Hall.
Hall. And it was being opened. It was a new one, I think, that they'd been built. And they had the plaque. It were going up some steps, and they had the plaque on the building with a curtain across, of course.
So they invited you?
And they invited Eric to open it with Red Rum.
So you were a double act?
Yes, he was. Eric was. He had to take second place to Red Rum. Because on the plaque it says, opened by Red Rum and the Mayor of Calderdale. So he had to take second place. And I'm there. There's all these crowds of folk, and it were up a lot of steps with this plaque. And there were all these people there, and I thought, well, how's it going to open it? Will it go up steps or what? Because it were down below Red Rum. And this stable boy, well, were that thrilled with it, and they were leading it, you know, leading it about. And Ginger McCain were standing with it as well behind it, and came and had a word with Eric, and I gave him a carrot. And I thought, what's he doing with a carrot?
Because I could. Ginger McCain gave
Eric a carrot.
A carrot, right,
on a
okay.
piece, on a ribbon. And I thought, what's he doing with carrot? So we were talking to him, because I weren't talking to him, because there was the horse who was the main character, you know, the main
star
thing.
Attraction.
And I couldn't get any near. They just took Eric because he'd been the mayor, and I stood on one side. And so I thought, well, I don't know. And all these people, like, I thought, is it going to go up all these steps? Anyway, it turned out that this carrot string was attached to these curtains that was covering the plaque up. And he said, when Rum gets hold of it, he said to Eric, and pulls it, he says it'll open curtain up there. So I'm thinking, all right. And everybody, I mean, there were so many people there, I thought, well, how if it gets caught, you know, going up these, and they were all red carpeted up.
What, a horse on a
step? They were on a red carpet at bottom.
Okay, horse, red carpet,
yeah.
And steps.
The
three don't go together.
No, they don't.
At all.
No. So anyway, it didn't go up then. And Eric had to give it, and as soon... You know, and when it pulls it, it'll pull the string and it'll open. It worked exactly like they said it would do. It were fantastic. And there were no men up there doing it. And it just pulled, it just took this carrot off Eric. And I were looking up because I thought, I'll make sure. And it did, it just drew them back like that. Fantastic how it worked. And it were wagging its tail, Red Rum. And I said to Ginger McCain, I said, is he happy? He says he's always happy. He says he loves it. He says he knows. He says, and you'll see, he says, when he starts walking, he says he lifts his legs, he says, as if he's performing for everybody. He says he loves it. he says he's smiling inside. I said, come and give him a love. And I had my arms round him, and I didn't get a photograph. Nobody took a photograph of me with him. And so there's only that one with Eric on. And I've got my thumb on one corner, that's all. So then we went inside then, and the red carpet must have been on at the top, I think. Because it went up the steps. It went up the steps, did Red Room. And then it were a red carpet at the top. I know it was, because the stable boy had to go behind it with a brush and shovel. But it didn't do a thing. Didn't do anything. But it just moved its head. He just moved his head from side to side, just as if he were looking at all the people. He were fantastic horse. And table boy, oh, worshipped it, you know. And you could see worship on the face and Ginger McCullen, you know, and all of them that were around him. And he just shone and it were beautiful. And I kept stroking him. And I'd have loved to have a sit on him, but they didn't do that. I think it were too precious.
Oh,
it were lovely.
Right, yeah. So that was part of your jubilee year.
Yeah,
as mayoress of Calderdale, meeting Red Room.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it there, Jenny. Thank you very much.
Well, it were lovely. It really was.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, thank you.